so long for you, but so long for you. Nothing else will do, nothing else will do. Nothing so long for you, but so long for you. Nothing else will do, nothing else will do. But so long for you, but so long for you. Nothing else will do, nothing else will do. But so long for you, but so long for you. Nothing else will do, nothing else. Say,
but so long for you, but so long for you. Nothing else will do.
Come on, be free to fill these altars. Come on.
My soul longs for you.
Come on, somebody,
my
release
soul
the Lord.
Longs for you. Nothing else. Woo! Will do. Nothing
hey!
Else. Will do.
Say.
My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do.
Say.
My soul longs for you.
Oh.
My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do.
Come on, somebody, clap your hands. Jesus this morning. Woo! Hey, yeah. We love you, Jesus.
My soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do.
My soul
longs for you. My soul longs for you.
Come on, bring it on.
Nothing else.
My soul
longs for you. My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do.
Come on.
Nothing else.
My soul
longs for you.
Hey.
My soul longs for you. Nothing else will do.
Come on, David, I believe. just lift up your hands up high. You want the latter rain, lift those hands and worship him. In this place. We love your Father. Your presence is tangible in this house. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the Side.
I feel this one more time.
Feel me. take it in, take it in.
God is still a God of miracles. He still delivers people from bondages and strongholds that the enemy would try to destruct their life with. He is still a God who heals people and delivers them from every spirit of infirmity the enemy would like to put up on their mind and their body. He is still the God that heals broken hearts, puts families back together when the enemy would like to destroy them completely apart. I believe that today there's going to be some miracles among us right here, right now. I believe there's some of you came because you knew that we believe the Word of God. You believe in the authority of the name of Jesus. And you believe that something supernatural can happen in your life today. The Bible is very clear. James, the fifth chapter, says, is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Then let him sing psalms. You're not singing today just because, well, that's something we do right now. You sing because God is still God in your life. It says, is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, everyone say, my prayer.
My prayer.
The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he'll be forgiven. It's the full package. That's a pretty good deal. Confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Then it says, Elijah was a man. He prayed like that. It didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. He prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. I'm going to ask Michael Richardson to come. Michael and Tiffany are leading the charge on Hendricks campus. And there's been some miracles. Come on, man. There's been some miracles happen among Chi Alpha. And, I mean, you know, sometimes, Michael, people believe it's just a group of students getting together and, you know, having a little fun. But it's much more than that. Tell us a little bit about the miracles been happening in Chi Alpha.
Absolutely. Morning, family. Good morning. Ooh, wow, I'm in it. I feel the Holy Spirit in this place today. Do you guys feel that? Hey, man, I got a little testimony for you. We have this gathering every year called Fall Break. And this gathering called Fall Break is kind of similar to like church camp that we went to whenever we grew up. And I don't know if any of you guys ever went to a church camp or have any kids that did, but whenever the students come to church camp growing up, it's like there's this expectation, you know, that God's going to do incredible things, that the Holy Spirit's going to show up, even that people are going to be healed and filled with the Holy Spirit. And so students come to Fall Break with that same expectation. And there were some services, and at the end of one of the services, there was a time of declaration, you know. Some students stood up, and they prophesied over the campuses, all of the campuses, all the campuses in Central Arkansas, all the way up to Russellville, right? And so we had a student stand up and make the declaration that this year, God was going to open blind eyes, okay? And so in this declaration, just because we're human beings, this person that made the declaration realized what she said, and she kind of went, ooh, thinking about, like, did I really just say that? And so she kind of covered it up a little bit. She said, the spiritual eyes. You know, we're going to open our spiritual eyes, kind of make it easy on Jesus, you know. Don't want to pressure him too much. And so she made this declaration, and afterwards there was a girl there named Kara. Kara goes to UALR, and she's been blind since birth. She's had a damaged optic nerve since birth. And so a bunch of students gathered around. They began to pray for her, and there weren't immediate results, you know. And so we said, no, God is going to heal. That's what those stripes were about. And so we go and we gather around. We begin to pray for her more and more and more. And I, just to be honest with you, after a little bit, I kind of stepped away. I was like, well, Lord, you know, do whatever it is you want to do. But then other students stayed, and the crowd began to gather until hours later, there's a massive crowd around Kara. And she said, you could see in her eyes were kind of kind of rolled back in her head, you know, like this. And every once in a while, she would do like this, where she could see for a second. And then they would go back in her head, and again, she would do like this. And she would try to perceive. And she said, I think I can see light. I've never been able to see light before. I think I can see some light, little spots of light. And we said, no, let's press through and just continue praying. So they continued praying for her. And then, you know, toward the end of the night, they said, okay, well, we'll pick this up tomorrow or something. And they went on. Well, that next day there were baptisms. And she went down to get baptized. And as Matt began to baptize her, and she gave testimony, you know, of I could see lights. The Lord has done a partial healing here. And Matt baptized her, but her eyes didn't go under the water. You know, he got her down a little bit, but I don't know if she was fighting it a bit or what it was, but he got her down. But then he pulled her up and he said, no, we're doing this again. We're getting you fully submerged. We're getting you under this water. Those eyes have to go down. And so he baptized her a second time, and the water went over her eyes. And when she came up, she just said very calmly, I can see. I can see faces right now. And Matt said, well, hold on. No. Don't just say you can see. Look at me. Let's test it. We're not just going to receive it just like that. What color are my eyes? And she said, I can see your eyes, but I don't know my colors yet. I just don't know my colors yet. She hadn't even learned her colors, but she could see faces. On the way home, she was driving through and she was saying, Are these trees? Are these trees? This looks like a forest. And then even coming into the Benton Bryant area, she said, Are those buildings? Are we coming into a city? I see that these are buildings. It was so incredible that she had received her sight like this. Her father didn't believe it. He said, I've got to come. I've got to come see you because I just don't believe it. And so he came and he visited with her, and he was in tears, just amazed. He absolutely could not believe it because from birth, never been able to see. And he was saying stuff like, Kara, take your cane with you. Just at least take your cane. And she said, Dad, I don't need this cane. I don't need this cane. I've been healed, right? Yeah, praise God. Yes, praise God. Absolutely. Just one more thing. Not only can she see, but her eyes were a dark brown, only black, like almost black before, and now her eyes have even changed colors. They're light brown with a little bit of green in it. And here's the deal. In Jesus' day, the body of his ministry was beating up on Pharisees, discipling people, and healing people. And the deal is, whenever a lame man is asked to stand up and walk, 5,000 people come to Jesus, right? It's because they've passed by that lame man over and over and over again. They knew who he was and where he was, and it was an absolute miracle when Jesus healed, or when Peter asked him to stand up and walk, when the power of God came over that person and he was healed, people recognized it for what it was. And all too often, whenever Jesus does something incredible, whenever God heals one of us, like, we look at it and we say, oh, well, maybe not. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's some medicine. Maybe it's some emotional thing that's going on. Maybe our brain is just powerful, and we begin to discredit what God's doing. How difficult of a thing for the Lord to have this opportunity, but to know, it may not even do any good to these people, right? But this girl is surrounded by people who knows she's never been able to see before, and it's undeniable the miracle that God has done. And he's ready to do a miracle in your life, and he's ready to do it right now. It's not a progressive thing that's just, I'm talking about right now in this place today, people will receive healing in the name of Jesus.
Oh, come on, praise him. If that was you, you'd be praising him. Come on, if that was your daughter, that was your sister, come on, you'd be praising him. Hallelujah.
We believe.
Hallelujah. Those of you that need divine healing, right now, just leave your seat and come stand here at the front. I need divine healing. Come on, just leave your seat. If you've never been here, you don't want to come by yourself. Somebody will come with you. Just take them by the hand. Say, come on, I need to go. Just come on. I need divine healing. Just come and stand. Stand here.
We believe.
Hallelujah.
We believe.
You know, if you get a chance, go back and pick up Wednesday night's message on the authority of God's word. You're not healed on the authority because somebody prayed for you. You're healed on the authority of the word. And his stripes made it transferable. He took that for you. Maybe you might want to come for a family member. Maybe you have a child that, or a parent or brother or sister. You want to come for them, you come today for them too. God said, my word will not return void. He said the prayer of the righteous avails much. In other words, the authority of my healing word is in that. Your declaration, your pronouncement of that, it's authority. On the authority of the name of Jesus, that by his stripes you're healed. And on the authority that he didn't remain dead, but his body was totally restored. He didn't go through therapy. He didn't have to take a couple Tylenol. But he got up, completely healed, completely restored. And his body is your body. His stripes were your stripes. And in the name of Jesus, every power of every spirit of infirmity has been broken. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too difficult for God. Nothing is too far gone. He can open up a blind eye. He can recalibrate a pancreas. He knows how to clear the vascular system. He knows how to breathe in the pulmonary system. He knows how to wire your brain. He can make a new limb. He can make a new liver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe that by his stripes you're healed, then raise your hands and raise your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. I'm a child of God. I'm delivered. Hallelujah. If you want to go lay hands on somebody, leave your seat. Go right now. Come on. We're going to pray a little while. If you've got somebody up here, come up here and pray over them. Prayer partners, you want to pray. College students, you want to pray. Come on, get out and do something.
We believe.
Hallelujah. 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 We lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. They shall recover. They shall recover. They shall recover.
We believe.
Hallelujah. Come on, pray for somebody. Come on, pray for somebody. Come on, just don't watch. Pray for somebody at home. You on the internet, you pray right now in your house.
You're the great I am. Oh,
hallelujah.
We believe.
Hallelujah.
We believe. We believe.
Be healed, be healed, be healed.
Nothing is impossible. Nothing
be healed.
Is impossible.
Be healed. Be healed.
Nothing great I am.
Cancer be gone.
Nothing is impossible.
Cancer be gone.
Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for the great I am. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for the great I am. We believe.
Yes, yes, yes. May you never have migraines again in the name of Jesus. May the chemicals of your body be balanced. Hallelujah. May your emotions begin to know stability. I command depression to be gone from you in Jesus' name.
Impossible.
May the polarization of your system be stable. Hallelujah. 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 All blood disorders be made clean right now. Clean blood, clean blood, clean blood, clean blood. All arthritis symptoms be gone. Immune systems begin to function. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Come on, cry out to Him. Come on, tell Him thank you. God, you're my healer. Tell Him, God, you're my personal physician. You're my personal healer. You're doing it for me right now. You're doing it for me right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I am free. I am free.
Marshall, can we hold the fog now? Can you cut the fog? Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I went into the kids' room today, and now you got that kids' room where they're in there learning the Bible. I said, what are you guys learning today? We said, we're learning about the lepers that got healed. And the lepers that came back to tell Him thank you. Come on, start telling Him thank you. Start telling Him that healing is my healing. Come on, that you gave prescription of healing. Come on, start thanking Him. Come on, start thanking Him. Hallelujah. If He done it for somebody else, He'll do it for you. Hallelujah. 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 Quickly, put your hand on somebody next to you right now. In the name of Jesus, I believe for a wave of encouragement to come over this place right now. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. In the name of Jesus, the heaviness just to roll off of you like water off of a duck's back. In the name of Jesus, may you just be lifted. May you feel strength pouring into you like an IV right now. You be encouraged in the name of Jesus. You be encouraged in the name of Jesus. Healing is yours. It's yours. Everyone in this place, every family, every husband, every wife, through every situation, you be encouraged right now. A spirit of heaviness to come off of you. A spirit of heaviness to come off of you. Just take a moment by faith and just lift both your hands up. Come on, like you're just reaching up real high. Come on and just receive it and feel it come over you. Come on, just feel it come over you. Hallelujah. 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 Now somebody begin to give Him hallelujahs. Come on. Hallelujah. Otis has sent His word. He sent His word and healed.
And heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Come on, everybody receive this right now.
You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word. I need my disease. You are the Lord.
Ooh, come on. We're going to stay here a few minutes, so you just might as well live in it. Come on, you're not alone. You're not alone. Oh, receive it. Yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, he's not only your healer, he's your healing, oh God, yeah,
hallelujah,
you said your word.
I'm going to give you a challenge. I believe it's an unction from the Holy Ghost, and that is this week, come on, why don't you just do it for 7 days? Just start there. It's trusting God to be your all authoritative source. You might still be taking your medication, but you believe God's going to deliver you and heal you from all those dependencies. I'm on a little personal track this month of just believing God for my source for everything. Not looking to any particular group, organization, or personnel, but just looking God to do something supernatural, miraculous, that no man couldn't have done, no man can explain, and no man can stop. Anybody with me on that? Just look to God as your source. For 7 days. You're my healer. I mean, declare it in your atmosphere. You're my healer. You're my source. You're my joy. You're my strength. You're my happiness. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. I believe God's doing it right now. How many of you believe God's doing it right now? I mean, you put some big time expectation on this. Big time expectation. Big time expectation. What a testimony. How do I know what color your eyes are? I've never seen color. Praise God. Let me believe God can still do it. You expect Him doing it all the time. Do not wait to your spiritual activity. He's the same all the time. Amen. Let's give him a big praise. Come on, big praise. Come on, big praise, everybody. Come on, a big roar of praise. Turn to somebody around you and tell them you better expect big today. Come on. Two or three people, tell them you better expect big today. Expect big today. That's it. Move around. Shake hands. Tell them expect big today. You can come right here if you'd like, Patty. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You just come over here. I know we're going to come up here. We're going to have her come right here. Just, you can use my mic.
If our church host families will come right now. Wow. How many just feel it all over you? Such an intense presence here. Such an intense.
Now you're always got a lot on board. Prophesy healing over.
Do whatever you want. If you still feel like you need something happening in your body, just raise your hand as a sign of faith. Come on, do that right now. Maybe you want to believe for somebody else. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just extend our faith right now and just receive all that you're pouring out upon us, Lord. Just like that woman who pressed through the crowd, Lord, we just fervently pursue you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. It's not that we pursue you as just our healer, but you are the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. You are King. And so we just worship you. And then that side benefit of healing just comes. Just comes. So we just worship you for who you are. For who you are. And then we receive all that it is that you want to pour out on us. And we're just so grateful for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So good. Hallelujah. Well, if this is one of your first times with us today, we just hope that you sense the presence of God in a supernatural way. And we want to welcome you in such a sweet presence here right now. These folks are going to walk down the pathway right here. And we just want to say welcome to you. They're going to hand you a loaf of bread and they're going to hand you a card. We ask that you fill that out. And turn that in at the Welcome Center as you're leaving today. We want to shake your hand, get to know you, pray over your family. If you want to turn that card in the offering container, you can do that as well. But church, let's let everybody feel the warmth of our love of Jesus Christ to your family.
Patty, just a moment. For those who are struggling with a healing issue, give a couple of tips every day of what they should do to just remain in that faith posture for the expectancy of miracles.
Absolutely. Well, your focus is of utmost importance. And so in order to keep your focus on the right thing, because how many of you know when your body's hurting and screaming at you, it's hard to stay focused. So the very first thing that you do is get the Word of God. Amen. And it's not just reading it in your mind. You must proclaim the Word of God over your situation. And, you know, without that word, healing is probably not going to take place. But there's something so powerful about the spoken word of God. And so you just begin to declare that throughout your house. You know, my mom forever, she has written down scriptures for the day and carried it with her in her pocket. And all day long, because how many of you know the enemy is relentless? He'll just keep on coming. And so whenever you feel that overwhelming thing come upon you, you pull that scripture out and you say, devil. Well, look at this is what my God says, amen. And you just keep on riding on the waves of the Word of God, amen.
You know, Patty, I'd like for you to be thinking about a couple of sources that you go to give people some help. But the authority of God's Word of what she just said is Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it's very important that you just not read it, because sometimes, how many of you know, your mind will go some places. But when you're focused on hearing something, it is a piercing that it does to your spirit. And it just kind of lays up on you. And so I know that Patty all the time has something going on with her phone. Most of you got a phone. If you got a phone, say, I am plagued with a phone. That's what I thought. Well, anyway, you've got one. And so the deal is, I mean, with the internet, I mean, iTunes, so many things are available to you. And I know you've got a couple of sources that you go to. And I think it's important that your kids begin to hear it. All right, hear it in the atmosphere and in the home. So what are a couple of sources that you go to?
Well, of course, I think Benny Hinn has one of the most powerful resources for a constant output of, you know, the healing word of God. Also, Kenneth Copeland, Robert Morse. These are just some great teachers that helps embed in you, into your spirit, through the teaching of the word of God. It helps build your faith. It's so substantial. And then I just have also gotten online and looked up audio Bible, just reading of the Word of God, healing scriptures over and over and over again. And I can pull up some of those and give them to you at some point. But I just like to hear the Word over and over and over again going into my spirit. And it just makes quite a big difference. Amen.
And you've always got T.D. Jakes going somewhere.
I do. Praise God. I love T.D. Jakes. When I grow up, I'm going to preach like him.
And so praise God for what he's doing in this place. Amen. Just a confirmation of the power of the Word of God this morning as I was reading scripture for this service today. I just want to just read you this verse just for encouragement for you. And it says, Isaiah 40:27 says, O Jacob, how can you say that the Lord does not see your troubles? Sometimes when you're in the midst of the sickness or the trial or the trouble, you kind of wonder, God, do you see me? God, do you really want to heal me? God, do you really want to do what you say you're going to do? But this is what the Word of God says. O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Because you have rights as children of God. Amen. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all of the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fail in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. So I just declare to those of you today that have grown a little weary in your walk, just declare to those, you're just kind of tired. You just kind of wonder, God, are you really going to heal me? That today God is who he says he is. He will do what he says that he will do. And then today, we declared last week that God was going to begin to just give you real encounters with Holy Spirit. This whole day, it's just been real encounters for you with Holy Spirit. That if you came in here discouraged, if you came in here weak, if you came in here weary, that he's just giving you an injection of strength to see him do what he said he would do. Amen? So just bless you with that today. Tuesday night, we're going to serve a meal to the people of Bethlehem House. Bethlehem House is one of the great outreach centers in our city that they feed those that are hungry. They give homeless shelter to those that are homeless and just really bless a large constituency in our community. And so we want you guys to be a part of that and be involved. There is a sign-up sheet outside on the welcome desk that you can sign up to be a part. You can help us in several ways. You can help us by fixing food that we will serve to them and bringing it here, and then we'll make sure that it gets there. You can bring that food with you. All the information is out there when you sign up. Miss Angela is helping us head this up. But if you just want to come help serve, maybe cooking is not your thing. I fall into that category. But you just want to come love on people. You just want to help serve. 6 o'clock is when the meal starts. We need you to be there by at least 5:45 to help us serve. And last time we did this, it was really incredible. We actually had so many people there to help serve. They were like, y'all got to get out of the kitchen. But you know what? If we have 150 people there, that's okay. Because then we can all just take turns loving on people. Amen. So we invite you to be there and to be a part of that. It's really an incredible thing in this season as we move into this season of thanksgiving and giving in this harvest season. Our focus is going to be on giving more than ever before. And so this is just a great way for you to be involved in the community and also just share the love of Jesus with people. Amen. So thank God for that. And we hope to see you Tuesday night.
Right along with the word that Ryan just gave about faith and weariness. You know, when you physically get tired, your faith will begin to fatigue also. And you're going to need clarity there. So I encourage some of you that have been under it for a little while, just take a few hours somewhere of rest. I didn't know I was tired until the building was done. How many know what I'm talking about? I didn't realize I was tired. And so I just encourage you in this. Just take a few moments somewhere to rest and allow the Holy Spirit of God to refuel you, and He will refresh you. Amen. How many feel the Spirit of God just talking to everybody today? Wow, this is a great gathering of agreement. Got a lot of, man, we're just see what God's going to do with us. When it comes to your finances and believing God for all of your living and all of your investments and your income, your investments and all that sort of thing, Malachi, the third chapter, verse 10, is really the scripture that we go to for tithe and offerings. And it's really in here, Malachi is transitioning all of us from the old covenant into the new. And so he marries it. You know, he brings in Leviticus, the tithe. Then he brings in Luke, the offerings. So he brings it together, tithe and offerings. And it's very clear what he says. He says to bring all the tithe into the storehouse. That's that 10%. That there may be food in my house, what we're talking about. Even this outreach, like on Tuesday night. In other words, all the ministries will be provided for. He says, now try me now in this. Thank you. And says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up for you windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing. How many see that? Pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Hallelujah. How many would like for God to do more in you than what you can handle? Or let me say it this way. How many would like for God to do more in you than what you planned on? Okay, well, how many are praying for a miracle? You've kind of defined that, but what if God does more than that? What if God does more than that? You know, how many of you ever order out or you drive through and they don't give you everything? One of you, two of you, never experienced that? How many didn't check the bag until you got a long ways away and it wasn't worth it to go back? Oh, yeah, that's me all the time. You know, I feel like if I don't check it, you know, like they're sitting there looking at me like if I check it, then I doubt them and the people behind you, you know. But let me give you a tip. Check it. Check it. And not too many occasions do I get home, ordered out, and got more than what I bargained for. But it happened to me Friday night. Oh, yeah. Just Patty and I, so I ordered the dinner out, took it home, and the one I ordered up, they gave us two of them. Oh, yeah. You say, well, Pastor, did you take it back? Uh-uh. Because there's been times before, and more times than not, I didn't get everything I ordered. Anybody with me on this? We were putting all the stuff together in here. There's a room back over here. We got a microwave for me. Got the microwave. We put it in the cabinet area made for it. And you know, it's kind of small. You know, you weren't going to get much in there. Maybe a donut. And that's about it. So I was advised to take it back and get another one. So I took it back, and I had the receipt. You know, everything else. The lady said to me, she said, I'm sorry, but this microwave is not on here. You guys purchased two microwaves, and there's one on here, but this one's not on there. I said, can I have that receipt, please? And she said, no, wait a minute. You guys took it, but you didn't pay for it. And I said, yes, I'm well aware of that. I'm pastor of the church alive, and we knew that, so we brought it back to pay for it. She started grinning. She said, you had no idea, did you? I said, no, ma'am, I did not. She said, you should have just kept it. And I said, well, it was the wrong size. I said, you're just going to trade me out anyway? And she said, oh, no, you got to pay now. If I'd have just known. No, I'm just kidding. Sometimes you get a supernatural surprise, and I believe you're going to get a supernatural surprise. On Wednesday night, you know, we were praying, things were going forth, and Brother Trey came over and he gave me a word from the Lord, and he said something like this. He said, "I just want you to look around, and the Lord wants you to know you didn't plan all this and you didn't do all this, but He had already done it before you had even knew you needed it done." His words were, "It was already transacted." Can I tell you right now, before you give in the offering right now today, God's not waiting for you to give. He's already seen your heart and He's already transacted. Then He said this. This is huge. He said this. In other words, this is obvious. Everybody can see what God has done here. This is just the first fruits of many, many, many more things to come that God has prepared that we haven't figured on. If I'd have knew they was going to give me an extra dinner Friday night, I'd have invited somebody else. But it was more than what I figured on. Would you stand? Everybody give your tithe. You say, well, and I realize the deal. Sometimes say, "Pastor, I don't know if I can afford to tithe." The lady with that oil left in the barrel was like, I'm not sure if I can afford. The man of God says, "I need to give this. I don't know if I can do this." But, you know, look, let me tell you this. It's kind of like that lady. There's been a perspective with that oil in the barrel that I've never preached. She was going to fix a last meal and die. So she figured on dying anyway. Now I'm going to burst some of your big faith bubbles, all right? So it really wasn't that big a deal to give that meal. She's going to die anyway. So some of you are saying, well, I'm broke. Well, then that other 10% ain't going to make you any more broke. You broke anyway. Unless you think. And so here's the deal. You say, well, Pastor, you ought to better spiritual. Well, here's the deal. So it's going to be a test. If you give that 10%, the Lord says, "Try me in this." In other words, that 10% is not enough to get you out anyway. And if you invested that 10%, it's not enough to give you a return in the present market to get you out anyway. So what if you test it like God said and give it to Him and He opens up something so big you can't hold it all and it's more than what you figured on? So basically I just said, you can't go wrong giving it to God. And then your offerings. And then your offerings. We got a family who went and bought a trailer load. Going to use our new trailer out here to take to our children's home. Bought them shoes and clothes and everything else. The home needs a new roof. And Church Alive, we got a new roof. When one house blesses another house, the house just keeps getting blessed. I think we ought to do that. I believe we ought to give them a couple $1,000 from the Church Alive. So, you know, I'm just going to ask everybody, number one, give your tithe. Secondly, why don't everybody give about 10 extra bucks? If you say, well, Pastor, I want to just go ahead and give the $2,000 or $1,000 or $500 for that roof at the children's home. Well, you go ahead and do that. I guarantee you, all we give them, they'll need every bit of it. Are you ready? Ushers are going to pass. They're going to take your offering that way. If you want to give by credit card, debit card is going to be in the back. The kiosk is out there working. So let's pray. Now, here's what I want you to do. Instead of me just praying, I'm going to ask you to prophesy supernatural provision over your life. Are you ready? Come on, raise your hands with me. Come on, you just do it right now. You work with me right now. Heavenly Father, right now we declare blessings. We declare supernatural blessings. I'm calling forth 10% of all the revenue of Central Arkansas. I'm believing you're still going to do 7 times the damage the enemy tried to do to this house. We're going to do everything you called us to do. We're going to praise you. We're going to glorify you. in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless every house. Bless every house. Meet every need, every housing need, every utility need, every insurance need. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, give Him praise. Come on, everybody, give Him some praise. Come on, give Him big praise, a little bit of great I am. Hallelujah. Come on, big praise. Come on, big praise. Hallelujah. God bless you as you give.
Near to your heart, loving the world, hating the dark. Want to see dry bones, living again, living as one. Hallelujah, holy, holy, God Almighty, great I am, who is worthy, God Almighty,
Almighty, great I am,
hallelujah, come on,
holy, holy,
somebody just worship Him over the altar.
Come on, let's just all give Him praise to that. Come on, give Him praise to that. He is the great I am. I prophesy and I declare over you that you're going to be able to do everything God's called you to do. I declare over you there's not going to be a physical restraint and there's not going to be a financial restraint. I just prophesied that over my own house. There was not going to be a physical restraint and there was not going to be a financial restraint. That Patty and I were going to be, and our children were going to be able to do everything God's called us to do. Everything is purposed in our heart, and our dreams are going to expand. I declare that over you right now, that if you want to, that our dreams are going to expand. Sometimes you look at what you have not accomplished, and you'll say, how can I declare more? But God is bigger than that. I remember the message Ryan gave as a teenager. God is bigger than that. God is bigger than your... Somebody better receive right now. Quit looking at me like you're looking at a menu and receive everything God's got. Amen. I declare over you right now. I said, I declare over you right now. God is going to do more than what you planned on with your life. More than what you planned on with your life. God is going to do more. Hallelujah. Man, there's such Holy Ghost movement in this house. Praise God. Listen, friends, I love all of you, but if you miss God today, it's just going to be because you wanted to. You ought to leave here charged up. You ought to leave here with clarity. Amen. Give Him praise again, everybody. Come on, give Him praise. I kind of wanted to be like right now getting ready for everybody to pray. And so, but I don't in any way... apologize for the things that have taken place here today, because this church, like Ryan mentioned last week, this church is built on the movement of the Holy Ghost. And I know the thing to do but move by the Holy Ghost. And because He's the one who saves, delivers, and heals. And, you know, I mean, what we've been moving in here at the Church Alive, you know, is in February, this auditorium burned. It's significant. And there's been a lot of things God's speaking out of this, and we don't want to miss any part of it. We're not trying to drive a theme into the ground, but we are alive in the fire. We are at the place of the fire. You are people of the fire. You were built to hold fire. You are God's building. We talked about these things. You're the temple of God. You are a place where the ever-increasing glory of God continues to move. Matthew 3:11. Jesus said, here's what Jesus said he would do in the days you and I are living in. Jesus said, I will baptize with Holy Ghost and fire. Now, I'm going to have to move kind of quick today to get everything in. And so I'm just going to get right to it and just ask you the question I could ask you later. If Jesus said, I will baptize with Holy Ghost and fire, have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire? Are you living in Holy Ghost and fire? Is your mind full of Holy Ghost and fire? Is your imagination full of Holy Ghost and fire? If I ask your children, is your mama and your daddy full of Holy Ghost and fire, what would their answer be? Well, it's going to get really good today. Oh, yeah. You see, Ryan, he opened up the cupboard last week when he talked about fall fire. I've been praying that all week long. So fire, fall. I'm not trying to mess it up there, but if it's fall fire, fire, fall. Amen. Let it happen. Let's live in the fire. Amen. Would you just with me right now lift your voices and just cry out for a few moments and say, fire, fall. Go ahead. Do it right now. Hallelujah. Fire, fall on us. I declare the church alive ought to be a place that we live in the fire. We talked about you being a house of burning hearts. So my question today is to you, are you a house of burning hearts? I'm not talking about this building. I'm talking about you, the temple of the Holy Ghost. If that doesn't question really you think apply to you, then I would ask you this. Is God really number one in your life? Is God really first in your life? 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Verse number 1 says this, but we know this, that in the last days, how many believe you're living in the last days? How many don't even know what the last days are? All right. Let's look at this. Last days. How many believe the Lord could come at any time? Question people don't hear too often. Are you living like the Lord could come at any time? Real good question. In the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves. Listen, before I go any further, that's a word right there that the contemporary body of Christ really doesn't hear. This word says that perilous times will come. Because everybody feels like, or some feel like, that for us to be in the will of God, there must be pleasure times. And the more of the will of God there is, then the more pleasure there's going to be. Well, may I put before you, the more you do for God, the enemy's not just going to sit alongside and say, let them go. There's going to be a fight. There's going to be an opposition. But you've been equipped for that. You are the army of God. How many are believers? Say, I'm a believer. Then you should be a soldier in God's army. In the last days, there will come, perilous times will come. Then it describes these times. See if you don't believe we're living in them. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Doesn't stop. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. Did you hear the word of God right there? It's very clear. If I had more time, I could go on to show you where light does not have fellowship with darkness. It's one thing to model. It's one thing to witness. It's one thing to help. It's another thing to get in bed with the enemy.
From all of this sort are those, now here's where I come to my what we're going to do today, household blessing, are those who creep into households. Some of you are more afraid of termites than you are demons. And make captive of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is so important because the truth will set you free. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no farther. Are you hearing me this today? Declare with me right now, they will progress no farther. We're declaring that right now to your house. We're declaring that in this city. We're declaring this even in our nation. They will progress no farther. Come on, are you not people of God? Do you believe that? That's what the word says. Here's what it says. They'll progress no farther, but their folly will be manifest to all as there also was. A form of godliness. Friends, it's one thing to have the form of the fire. It's another thing to have the fervency of the fire. We don't want fake fire. We want real fire. So I say to you, just go right to it without all the other preaching today, like in the church and the book of Revelation, the one that was lukewarm, he said, I would spew out of your mouth. The other one that says, you know, you're doing a lot of good things, but you lost your first love. You don't worship me the way you did. You don't spend time in fellowship with me at the altar the way you're doing stuff for me, but you're not doing it with me. The form of a church. The look like a fire, but nothing's burning. So I say to you today, where's the power? If we have the power, the authority to deliver from demons like crack, cocaine, alcohol, suicide, illicit sex, pornography, if we've got the power to do that, then where's the power? If we've got power to lay hands on the sick and they recover, where's the power? Well, I'll finish up what Ryan started. So we got great lights, but where's the light? The real light, the power to do these things. Could it be that the church, that lukewarm, that one that lost their first love, remember, you're the church. We're not talking about an organization. We're talking about you, the temple. We're talking about, are you a house of burning heart? Could it be that we have taken the bait of cultural compromise? Trying to be relevant, trying to be cool, trying to fit in with everybody. I'm not wearing a shirt hanging out because it's cool. I'm trying to hide this pack. It's got application. Did we take cultural compromise so we could go to a church with status? Status has never saved anybody. It's still salvation that redeems the soul and sets them free. Listen, there has got to be more attention on the soul than the pleasure of the body. So what do we do? 2 Corinthians 10 says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. May I put before you, because of our lack of attention to truth, we have frustrated our faith instead of fulfilled our faith. There's a lot I would say there, but I just want to go on to you that we have compromised, and compromise has left us confused. Has left many of our children and even some of yours. I could have gone all day long without saying that, but I just figured if you wanted me to hurry, I just might as well get to it. We have left this generation biblical illiterate. We have left the Bible knowledge from the heart and the mind to Google. Instead of asking God, God, what do you say about my situation? We Google it. May I put before you, what's in you will come out of you. What you let live in your house will manifest. What you let live in your imagination, you might not have done it yet. But what you let, I'm preaching a little old time now. But what you let go around in here will come out of here. Well, here it goes. When I was a kid, everybody say when I was a kid. We couldn't afford those Bible story books, those volumes. And I don't know if Mom still got it or not, but we had an old story, big Bible story book. It was maroon in color. It had no pictures. But every night, my mom or I read one of those stories. I don't care how many times I heard about the three Hebrew boys, we read it again. My grandfather's a farmer in Indiana. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. As not a day goes by, I don't think about him. Grandparents, you're a great influence. Do it. I don't matter if he came in at midnight, 2 a.m. in the morning. After they ate everything, farmers ate big. Now, they worked big. Some of you eat like farmer, but you don't eat big. I mean, you don't work big. Well, anyway, they ate big. Then they'd go into the living room. How many know what I mean by the living room? This is the room that had all kinds of chairs. It didn't match. It didn't matter. We didn't care. It was Grandma's house. Didn't matter. It was Mamaw's house. We went in there and my grandfather had a huge Bible. Y'all know what a Thompson Chain Bible is? Biggest Bible ever known to man. Big, thick Bible. My grandfather, with a fourth grade education, read the Bible through every year being a farmer. First person I ever met read the Bible through every year. Every night we'd come there. And I would bring friends sometimes to the farm. It wouldn't matter who was there. And if I was there, he wanted me to read. I'd open up that Bible and he'd say, read this. It didn't matter. Sometimes there were seven chapters. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever read the Bible through? He'd say, I've done everything I can do all day, but I can't do it without God. I got to have this. He'd do that. Read that. Then we'd turn around. He'd just do it. He didn't say, do you want to do it? He'd just turn around his chair and kneel and pray. Cry out to God. And as a kid, you felt like you'd get struck dead if you didn't turn around and kneel and pray. When was the last time your house knelt and prayed? When was the last time you... I know I'm doing this today, and you can email me at patty.long. I told the prayer team earlier, I've got a message on me. It's real hot. I don't know if anybody's going to like me, but I got to give this. I got to unload this because I'm seeing the world try to fracture our faith, and nobody's doing anything about it. Every week, when I was a kid, we went to Sunday school. And we had a quarterly. Y'all don't know what a quarterly is. A little book they gave us. It had the lesson for the next week, and we all read that lesson. And it had a memory verse. And our parents learned the memory verse with us. Then every Saturday night, we got our offering ready. Here's something new. We took our Bible to church. As kids, we took our Bible to church. And we didn't, you know, at first you had to look at the table of contents, but now I don't have to look at the table of contents. I know where it was because when I was 5 years old and I was 6 years old, I wasn't eating Cheerios. I was reading the scripture. I don't know how entertaining it was, but I learned it. I got it inside of me. It was stability. My parents were models. They were mentors before we even knew what a mentor was. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and I'll quit. Verse 10 says, you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, and perseverance. Persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Somebody testify right now and say, the Lord delivered me. Oh, yes, he did. Now, watch this. But evil men, verse 12. Yes, and all who desire, how many desire to live a godly life? Say yes. Watch this. All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Are you willing in these last days for them to call you a holy roller? Are you willing for them in the last days to call you a tongue talker? Two of you. That's real good. Look at this set. Here's what else is going to happen. Verse 13, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. How many read right there, it's just going to get worse? Come on, wave your hand up if you just got it. All right? But you must, that's in the world, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing them whom you have learned them. Now watch this. Verse 15. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scriptures, and it goes on to tell you, all Scriptures, we covered that Wednesday night. From childhood, the Scriptures being impressed upon you. May I put before you today, moms and dads, houses, we are left now with no other option. You must define marriage to your children. You've got to tell them that God created a man and God created a woman. You've got to tell them what the institution of marriage is all about, and you've got to make it plain. And you've got to do it by the time they're in the third and fourth grade. You've got to make sure they have a Bible, not just an iPad. They'll sleep better, they'll have better dreams, they'll have visions of God. If you make sure they're in the Scripture before they go to sleep and not a video game. I'm going to ask you this month, start now, this week. Go to your own resources. Get out a Bible story book. Sit down with your family and read the Word of God. Ask for testimony. Impress that upon your children. Fathers, I'm going to ask you to take a lead and begin to disciple your family. Before you can disciple anybody else, you need to start at the house. Keep it up, preacher. 3 more minutes. Disciple your family to be strong followers of Jesus. Disciple them to be worshipers, because not every day is going to be a great day. They're going to need to know where their strength is. They're going to know how to keep their mind straight. They're going to need to know the conviction of the Holy Ghost, because you're not always going to be there. They're going to need to know what is truth and non-truth. And it's going to be by the Holy Spirit. When you're at home, I know you want to talk about baseball and you want to talk about football and you want to talk about hunting, and all those things are great and we do all those things, but tell some stories of Jesus. Tell some of your stories. Tell a story that, man, guys, today did you hear Pastor had Michael Richardson to come up? He's a campus pastor at Hendricks College and people are getting saved at Hendricks. I mean, we just had a baptism of a student from Hendricks College, and I mean, things are happening. It's tough, but things are still happening. We said it's going to be tough. We didn't say it was going to. You're right in the middle of everything. But he talked about a girl who had never seen before, just like in Jesus' days, and she went home. She was baptized and she came out seeing things. She had never seen color. She had never seen trees. She had never seen buildings. My life was changed because Ben, you were there in Metropolis, Illinois, the church my dad pastored. We didn't have a good hotel, and so when ministers came, they stayed at our house. I slept on the floor, they slept in my bed. And I'll never forget those missionaries sitting there. We only had, you know, a couple, one couch and a chair. And I remember them sitting in that two-bedroom parsonage in there, no air conditioning. And I remember them sitting in that chair there. We just gave them what we had. I didn't think it was any big deal. I didn't know you could be a big deal. But I remember those missionaries sitting there telling stories about how they did things in South America. I had no idea that one day I would be going for 28 years in a row, that I would go to South America. But I sit there as a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old. They maybe thought I wasn't paying attention, but I heard, your kids are paying attention. You may think they're in the back seat. You better be careful what you saying in the front seat. They're hearing every word. Why, they in the car seat, they're buckled in. Their ears are open. You're planning into their life right now. But I heard them talk about the things of God. I'll never forget one man coming talking about how that in his country they had to fight demons. I tell you, to this day, I remember him saying, I was crossing a bridge, and all of a sudden this demon hit me. As a kid, I said, and I'm like, what? He just said, this demon hit me. And he said, I was on this bridge, and I couldn't see him, but he was hitting me all over the place, and I was taking blows to the body. He said, I began to hit back, and I began to speak in tongues. I decided right then as a child, I was going to speak in tongues if I got in a fight. How many hearing me, all right? Oh, yeah, I remember the day that that old Victor came to my house. He knocked on my door. He said, Long, step out into the green. I said, buddy, I'm coming out into the green because I was going to speak in tongues and karate him at the same time. Amen. That missionary said, I began to speak in tongues. And he said, before long, he said, the enemy just left. And he said, my fists were clenched. He said, at the end of the fight, he said, I opened up my fist. And I had dark hair inside my fist. I never saw him, hallelujah. But somehow I got a hold of him, hallelujah. That's a kid that got in my heart. I'm going to tell you, that night when I went to bed as a kid, I asked God to forgive me of all my sins. And I shut the curtains real tight. How many know what I'm talking about, huh? You need to feel, hallelujah, that if God be for me, who can be against me? Your family needs to know this. I'm going to take a little chance here. I've had people tell me before, but you got perfect kids. Oh, yeah, you need to live with them. I know they can't be perfect because they lived with me. But I didn't point them always to follow me. Oh, yeah. I didn't say, Ryan, you got to worship or you can't go to school. But I remember him up there in the CD days. Y'all don't know what CDs are now. Used to be where we had music. Raised two drummers. All the time downstairs, you always hear this. Every table we sit at. They still do it. But I hear him up there. Songs like, my soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. I knew I didn't have to check on. I'd hear Vanessa up there with her headset on. Only God knows what it was. Yeah, you ought to hear her call the cats. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Demons tremble when she does that. Go up there and check on Michael. You hear the music. Michael's got like, he ought to be a manufacturer of prayer pillows. He's got like 17 pillows out on the floor. He's got a bed, but he lays on 17 pillows. He'll lay them out in a Bible over here and cup over here. I'd go up there and he didn't know, and he's got that phone on. Oh, sounds like he's in Israel somewhere. Oh. I know those twins would be okay. I've seen Whitney worship. I can't tell you they got it all from their grandpa and grandma, but they did get it from the Holy Ghost. You got to lose the Holy Ghost in your house. So what I'm going to ask you today to do is anoint your house. Today I'm going to call for a household blessing. Hallelujah! I could have done this a lot of ways. I wanted to have buckets of oil, because I like to do things like that. And I wanted you to go get your kids, and they all come in here, and logistically they told me that just couldn't all happen just right. But I'm going to ask you to first take a stand and say, you know what? Number one, as a parent, as an individual believer, I'm willing to lose my life for Jesus. I'm willing to believe God's word. I'm willing to call upon His. I'm willing to pray. I'm willing to do these things in my life. I don't think CNN has built your faith one moment. What if God does something new in your life? Just what if He does it? You say, well, your family never has any trouble. Serious? Oh, we got into it. Patty's mean. We got to deal with that. Now I'm looking for a place to live. No. Oh, yeah, we get into it like anybody else. You and Patty ever get into it? Not that I remember right now. Can you have Bible story time and it still be fun? Yeah. Can you be a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, devil deliberate believer and still have fun? That was a come on. Can you not smoke marijuana and still have fun? Got to be careful. I know some of you are lying there. At that garden in the backyard, yeah. There's a burn ban on. Don't burn that garden right now. Well, sure you can. You can have fun. You willing to anoint your house? Let me see your hand if you're willing to anoint your house. Some of you say, well, I'm a single dweller. Well, you better really cover it. Because everything in your house is your problem. Yeah. I realize that we live in a world, you've got a lot of options and a lot of choices. I'm not telling you that I want to throw away my phone. No, I'm not telling you all that. What I am telling you, though, there are some basic foundations to faith. If you do not have them, your house will not stand. Have you heard my message clear today? Just raise your hand if you've heard my message. Come on, let me see your hand. Now it's up to you. It's just simply up to you. I'm just asking you to put your family on the line so that they can hear God's voice. I don't doubt that Ryan can hear God's voice. I don't doubt that Ryan and Whitney can hear God's voice. I don't doubt that Vanessa and JJ can hear God's voice. I don't doubt that Michael can hear God. I don't doubt that Patty can hear God's voice. Come to a place in your house where the voice of God is heard clearer than any other voice. How many heard me on that? I got two pages on that, and I'll stop with that right there. That He be the loudest voice you hear. The clearest voice you hear. Would you stand? I went over today. Wow. Keith, would you you guys want to go get step out there with Ryan and get ready, be baptized. I'm going to ask all of you to do this with me right now. I'm going to ask every one of you to get close to family that is near you right now. Come on, just step close to them. If you got to move around a little bit, then do that. If you've got extras, get somebody to see by themselves, get them in with you. The first thing we're going to do is command every foul thing that you've allowed in the house, we're going to command it to leave. How many hear what I'm talking about? Every foul thing. Command it never to come back. Command it you'll never allow it in. Ever, never allow it in. And from this day on, as for me and my house, we will serve God only. If you have, now I'm going to get very specific. If you have any materials that are hindering you in your development with God, get rid of them. Whatever that it is. Whatever that it is. Doesn't always have to be something bad. It could be something really, really good. But it's a hindrance. Get rid of it. A routine. A schedule. A priority problem. Adjust it today. Make the decision today. It's not going to happen anymore. I intend on the next couple of months being the best months of my life. I intend on the next months being the best months my family has ever experienced. Hallelujah. We're going to start praying for souls like we've never prayed for souls. We're going to start believing for the Lord of the harvest like we've never believed before. I'm going to ask you to, first of all, just remove every hindrance. And then secondly, dedicate and anoint your house for the glory of God. Does it mean you're going to have problems? It said it right there. But a house that's built on Him will stand. Now I'm going to pray with you. Then we've got something really special today. Keith and his sister want to be baptized. Amen. When I heard your testimony of healing, I thought, what a great day for Keith to want to be baptized. Called last night and said, can we be baptized? I said, I think we got some water. And then in a few moments, if you want to go get your kids, I'm not going to ask them to be brought up. If you want to go get them, you go get them. And you come and you bring them to the altar. And you might want to do that in just a moment. Maybe you want to bring your family to the altar. Maybe you want to go get your babies. Next Sunday, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a baby dedication. The whole family's going to be involved. Builds faith in your house. Tells your babies from the start, you're God's. You're God's. I didn't tell Ryan to go into the ministry. Tell Vanessa and Michael what to do. The Spirit of God tells them what to do. I gave them to God. Now I'm going to mentor and I'm going to model and I'm going to be there. But God's got something on their life. God's got something on your life. God's got something on your children's life, and I'm just basically tired of seeing the enemy manipulate that. I really feel a lot stronger about it than what I gave you today. But I believe the Spirit of God is going to touch you right now. Come on, reach over there, put your hand on the shoulder with your family, whatever you want to do. Begin right now, first of all, in the name of Jesus. Come on, you got to pray. You got to start like my grandfather. You got to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we remove every hindrance right now in your mighty name. Every hindrance, every root of bitterness, every spirit of unforgiveness, every hurt, every offense, we command these hindrances like the Egyptians to be buried into the Red Sea, extinguished, never to rise again, never to be talked about again, never to be hashed out again, never to be imagined again, never to arise again. In the name of Jesus, we come against the enemy who tries to kill, steal, and destroy. Our joy will not be depressed. Now, come on, now would you dedicate your house? In the name of Jesus, we anoint these homes. We anoint these parents. We anoint these brothers and sisters. We anoint these grandparents. In the name of Jesus, may your name be made great in these homes. May your name be lifted up higher than anything else. May you be talked about. May the foundation of your truth get a hold of these young hearts and these minds. Hallelujah. And may these families be mightily used for you like you made them to be. May these moms and dads be spiritual models. May the language of your Holy Ghost come out of their mouth. May the hearts of these children be drawn to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And may these houses be homes of burning hearts after you. May they be homes of prayer. May they be homes of your word. In the name of Jesus. Now somebody declare out loud and make it bold. As for me and my house, we will serve God. Come on, somebody prophesy it. Somebody testify it. Somebody say it. You know, I'm not telling you that bringing an offering every time is going to save you. I'm not telling you that bringing your Bible every time is going to save you. I'm not telling you coming to every church service is going to save you. Doing every outreach is going to save you. You're only saved by the blood of the Lamb. But I tell you, those things, what they will do, they will put stability and steadfastness in your life, and it will save you from some other things. I'm thankful for what God's done in Keith's life. We're going to baptize Keith, and Ryan's going to do that, and his sister. And this is a whole house today that's having an anointing coming over them that I think will never, ever change. And we're just going to hand it to you now, Ryan, but I'm going to believe that supernaturally there's going to be miracles happening in your life today, Keith. I feel a movement of the Holy Spirit of God. I believe the waters are troubled. I said, I believe the waters are troubled. I believe the waters of your soul are troubled today. I believe the waters of your spirit is stirred today. And in fact, we're going to baptize Keith, and then if you want to go get your family and come in here and anoint them and come to the altar, you can do so, Ryan.
Amen. Praise God. Everybody say hi to Keith up here. Keith wants to share just a few words about what's happening in his life and why he wants to be baptized today.
So, as you know, my accident was this month on the 30th last year. So, I just want to do something with my second chance.
Amen. Hey, turn this way, buddy. Amen. Today, Keith, as you make this declaration that God is your God and that He is your Father, we're going to baptize you today, and that the old man is gone and that the new man is alive in Jesus' name. And so today, God, we baptize Keith in the fellowship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Otis, I'm hearing a little of that old song, thank you. But and now let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord done for us. Give thanks.
If you want to get your kids and you want to come up here and you want to anoint them and pray for them, bring them all up here. We're going to sing this again, and God bless you. And I hope that this week, this is all kinds of resources. You can get online. You can talk, you can check with Angela Ansel. We can give you resources of Bible study things. I thought about producing some YouTube things, but you know what? You need to go get some things. You need to be invested in this. And so God bless you as you go get them. We're going to sing this again, and you want to come and pray, and you want to come and bring your family, you come and do that now. God bless you.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, for He has given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, for He has given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the whole. For He has given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, for He has given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, let the weak say, I am. Let the poor say, I am rich, 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 rich. because of what the Lord has done for us. We give thanks.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We give thanks.
Think about that old song, Come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit, I need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.